This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. A presentation of Casabella Home and Interiors.
It is another evening of music in Myrtle Creek. The Music in the Park Summer Series continuing. Ted Romas on. Ted, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Kyle.
So talk about the series overall. If somebody's never been there, tell us where it is and more about it.
Okay, well, where it is right in downtown Myrtle Creek. You just come off the I-5 and find your way to Main Street, which is pretty easy if you're coming southbound, getting off at 108, because it enters right onto Main Street. You come to the only traffic light in town, you turn right, and there's Millsite Park, and that's where the free music and the free parking is.
And how many years has it been going on?
This is year number 36.
That is amazing to have anything, especially in a small community, last that long. Why do you think it survived?
Well, I think it has a lot to do with the fact that it is in a small town in a very nice venue. Millsite Park has a beautiful band shell that was built by loggers decades ago. The park is beautiful. The scenery is beautiful. There's a nice tree line that accommodates some nice evening breezes. There's plenty of room, and it's free, free, free.
Well, you may have stumbled across something there. Talk about what time does it begin at?
Okay, so the music starts at 6 and ends at 8:30. There are two sets with an intermission, lasts about 20 minutes. Sometimes we have some light intermission entertainment. Sometimes we don't. We also have several vendors in the park. Some are food vendors, craft vendors, information vendors, and those are all available to the audience to partake of as they wish.
And people can, I imagine, bring their own dinner as well, right?
Yes, they certainly may bring their own food and beverages. We also allow dogs if they're kept under control and cleaned up after, and people have been very, very cooperative with that.
So talk about the music people will hear tonight.
Okay, so tonight, returning, we've had him here a couple of times before over the course of several years, Colleen and Company Review from Roseburg. They do dance music, Motown, blues, boogie, blue-eyed soul, and rock and roll.
And so that is tonight, and what's ahead in the coming weeks?
Okay, so in the coming week, we have... So this is the last night for Music in the Park before we take a break for Myrtle Creek Summer Festival, which is July 27, 28, 29. And then we resume back in August on, August 3rd. Thursday, August 3rd, we resume with Gretchen Owens and the Jake Breaks from Glendale, popular local country recording artist. She'll be doing an all-country special performance.
Wow. And so you've got a nice variety of music. Why don't you run down what's ahead in the rest of the series as well?
So we have a bonus week this year because there's five Thursdays in August, so we decided to have Music in the Park continue right through the 31st. So on August 10th, the ever-popular, entertaining, and fun Eddie Ross Band will be here with a mixture of classic country and rock. And family-oriented, a good-feeling group. The 17th of August, Midnight Roar is a newly formed group, which will bring us classic rock, blues rock, old rock, new rock, and a whole lot of rock. So it's a local group that was ready to come out and perform, and we're ready for them. The 24th of August, Timberwolf from Coos Bay will be here playing good to dance cover songs. And then our closer on Thursday, August 31st is TOB, That Other Band. It's a show band out of Roseburg, Portland. And we'll close out our summer concert series with classic reggae, funk, pop, funk, blues, and much more.
So a big lineup this year. How do you pay for it? How do you make all that happen?
Well, we rely on major contributions. We have an overall event sponsor, which for the past several years has been Lauren Young Tire Centers. And we each week of music is sponsored exclusively by one of our local businesses. and they become the major contributor for that. And then we also solicit donations. We used to apply for grants, but our grant funding source kind of ran out because of eligibility issues. And then we do our 50-50 drawing each night, and 50% of what's collected goes back to Music in the Park. And we've been pretty successful in keeping enough seed money set aside at the end of one season to be able to start the next year.
Wow. So you've been working on it for how many years?
17.
And obviously a lot goes into it, and you're pulling groups from around the area seem to have a lot of success. Anything else people should know about the concerts in general?
Well, I again would like to emphasize that it is a very good, nice community event for people to come out and bring their parents, their grandkids, their dogs, their lay out in the grass, enjoy themselves. It's very casual, very laid back. Everything is free and very, very accommodating to anyone who wishes to attend. The grounds are available for people to arrive as early as they wish to, 4:30, 5 o'clock, 5:30. We also have food vendors available, as I mentioned, both on and off site.
All right, Ted Romas, Music in the Park in Myrtle Creek. Ted, thanks for being on this morning.
Thanks again, Kyle. Always appreciate being with you. Thanks.
All right, 8:39 at the Morning Report.